Welcome to Big Ideas Podcast by nextbigwhat.com. We bring you inspiring big ideas from books, videos, and more. Every day.
Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Understand your customer and build your marketing framework. Creating your movement. To create a movement, you need three things. 1. An expert or guide. 2. A new opportunity. 3. A future-based cause that unites the tribe. The expert offers someone a new opportunity and then guides them to a result with a future-based cause. Finding your voice, the 5 phases to becoming an expert. 1. The dreamer. Fascination plus mastery equals passion. 2. Reporter. Learn everything about your topic from multiple points of view. 3. Framework creator. Identify patterns for success and build your own frameworks to help facilitate that success for others. 4. Servant. Test your framework on yourself first and then on others to perfect it and ensure it produces results. 5. Expert guide. Start leading others to their destination. How to create frameworks. 1. Create your framework hypothesis. Make a bullet list that you would want to teach yourself before you begin this journey. 2. Test your framework hypothesis on yourself. 3. Give your framework a proprietary name. Give it an easy name. 4. Create a description. Framework name. My X-step framework, system, process for bracket result. People will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. Blair Warren. Teaching your frameworks. Step number 0, introduce the framework. Tell the audience the name and description of your framework. Step number 1, share how you either learned it your knowledge or earned it through your experiences. Step number 2, share the strategy. Give the outline of the framework. Step number 3, teach the tactics. This is where most of the content is taught. Step number 4, show them how it works for others. The three core markets or desires. The three core markets or desires that every product is marketed through are 1. Health. 2. Wealth. 3. Relationships. When people purchase a product or service, they're hoping to get a certain result in one of these three areas of their lives. Many products can be marketed toward achieving more than one desire, but your marketing message can focus only on one of them.
The three core groups of people in each marketplace. The diehard is in love with the current product. Switching a diehard to a new product requires a major identity shift. The satisfied uses the product they bought but isn't in love with it. Switching the satisfied to a new product requires a significant price or value benefit. The frustrated also uses the product they bought, but they hate it. The new opportunity. Rather than trying to improve on someone else's product or service, create your own new opportunity to set yourself apart from the competition. If you want people to buy, you have to show them how your product or service will increase their status. Elevating status. When marketing, focus on as many status increases as you can that apply to your product or service. Your goal is to load up the status increase side and minimize the status decrease side. Factors that elevate status. 1. The appearance of intelligence. 2. The appearance of wealth, power, or happiness. 3. Physical appearance. 4. Style. How to create a new opportunity. Step number 1. What is the result your dream customers are trying to achieve? Step number 2. Figure out the vehicle they are currently using to try to get that result. Step number 3. The opportunity switch. Provide an entirely new vehicle for your dream customers to get to their desired result. Step number 4. The opportunity stack. You should offer only one opportunity switch, new opportunity. The future-based cause. Our job as an expert and guide for our audience is to help cast a vision for what is possible and bring our people to higher ground, to move them from where they are to where they want to be. Your job as the expert is to guide your dream customers on a journey of both achievement and transformation. Casting the vision, the steps. Step number 1, launch your platform to be your dream customer's guide to the result. Step number 2, give them an identity shift. Step number 3, create milestone awards or journey of achievement. Step number 4, unite with a social mission or journey of transformation. Creating belief, the epiphany bridge. Your goal isn't to try to sell anyone anything. Your goal is to guide them to their own decision. Epiphany Bridge, a story that takes people through the emotional experience that got you excited about the new opportunity you're presenting. Your epiphany is the aha moment when you learned about your new opportunity.
Effective storytelling. Oversimplification, speak at about a third grade level. Kinda like bridge, if you need to teach a concept that's past a third grade level, say it's kinda like, and relate it to something customers already know. Making them feel, add feelings and emotions. Your customer needs to be in the same state that you were in when you received your aha moment. The hero's two journeys. The plot of every good story has three simple elements. 1. Character. 2. Desire. 3. Conflict. In order for the character to go on a journey to achieve his desire, he has to separate from his ordinary world. During this separation, it's essential that the storyteller gets the audience to care about the hero. We do this through two things. 1. Build rapport with the hero. 2. Introduce the desire. Build rapport with the hero. We build rapport with the hero by giving our hero at least two of the following things. A victim of some outside force, so we want to root for them. In jeopardy, so we worry about them. Likeable, so we want to be with them. Funny, so we connect with them. Powerful, so we want to be like them. Introduce the desire. Every story is about a journey either toward pleasure or away from pain. There are four core desires that drive most heroes. Win, the heart of someone they love. Fame, money, competition, or prestige. Retrieve, wants to obtain something and bring it back. Escape, desires to get away from something that's upsetting or causing pain. Stop, bad things from happening. The journey, the conflict, and the villain. The villain's role in the story helps us root for the hero to achieve his desire. The villain can be a person, or it could also be a false belief system. Our job is to vilify the belief system and defeat it so we can give our audience the truth. Rooting for the hero. We are all rooting for the hero to accomplish this journey. While this journey is what drives the story forward, it's the second journey that matters the most. In fact, in many stories, the hero never actually achieves their end goal. Or if they do, they give it up for the real transformational journey that they've been on throughout the story.
The mentor, expert, guide. 1. During the journey, the hero meets a mentor or guide to help them along the way. 2. For our purposes with storytelling, the guide is the person who gives us the epiphany and the framework. 3. The journey then becomes the hero, using the plans, framework they receive from the guide to defeat the villain and achieve their desire. The achievement and the real, hidden journey. As the hero finally ends their journey, they're transformed into a new person. Sometimes heroes get what they have been trying to achieve throughout the story, and oftentimes they don't. This is the hero's second, real journey. Who have they become and how have they evolved? This journey is the death of their old identity and their rebirth as a new person. Break false beliefs. Our only real goal in any of our marketing is to identify the false beliefs and false stories our customers are telling themselves, the ones that are keeping them from success, and to rewrite these stories inside their minds. The four core stories. 1. Your origin story with the new opportunity. This is the Epiphany Bridge story that tells how you discovered your new opportunity. 2. Vehicle framework story. How you learned or earned it. 3. Internal belief story. 4. External belief story. Building a story inventory part 1. 1. Chains of false belief. List all the false beliefs your customers might have related to your new opportunity, followed by the vehicle frameworks, their internal false beliefs, and their external false beliefs. 2. Experiences. Next to each false belief that you listed, write out what type of experience they may have gone through that gave them that false belief. Building a story inventory part 2. 1. Stories. Next to each experience, write down the story that the experience created in their mind. 2. New epiphany bridges. Think about your own epiphany bridge story for each of these false beliefs.
Help us spread the word. Tap on the share button on your device and tell your friends about the Big Ideas podcast.